application on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness. And I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, peace and salutation of Allah be upon all of you. Salam, this is today's special, and we're gonna speak about entertainment in Islam.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, حقق أمانينا وفقنا في كل آن فيما سعينا.
Grateful today for difference and change, for all colors and shades, 'cause you made it this way. وهبتنا النبراس في حب كل الناس أغدق لنا إحساس أنت هادينا.
Today, Thursday, is the 26th of Rabiul Awwal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Aban, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of November, 2020 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Book of Allah, Holy Quran, Surah Muhammad, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا.
Have they not traveled through the land and seen how was the end of those before them? Allah destroyed everything over them, and for the disbelievers is something comparable.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Addressing the negligent astray in ignorance, the blessed verse asks, why do they not travel on the earth to see the traces of the people of the past and see that they were destroyed by us, owning to their denial of the Prophet and harassing them? They should know that their destruction was due to their disbelief and disobedience. We destroyed the peoples of the past, and such fate awaits these disbelievers. Continuation of the topic of today's special for this week, entertainment in Islam. As soon as we see this word in the various forms that it consists of today, it gives us a sense of happiness, a sense of belonging. Entertainment is a form of activity that holds the attention and interest of an audience or gives pleasure and delight. It has captured the hearts of every single human being on the planet, but one may ask, how beneficial is it to the human race? Entertainment comes in many forms, such as gossip about celebrities, movies, novels, singing, partying, sports, and travel. Like many other things in life, it consists of positive aspects and also has some harm in it. The wise person is the one who navigates through the bad to earn the good whenever and wherever one finds it. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the recreation and enjoying oneself in everyday life as depicted in Islam. Elsewhere, the 8th infallible Imam, Ali ibn Musa al-Ridda alayhi salam, instructed his companions to meet up with each other and to keep friendly relations, to continue and maintain the friends' relations, because it helps them relieving themselves out of the burdens of toils and troubles. Elsewhere, the first infallible Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam indicated that people are expected to manifest the happiness at the moment of meeting each other, because this type of manifesting one's happiness at the time of meeting one's close friend or relation or any acquaintance helps establishing cordial relations. In the Quranic instructions, there are hints and indications that people are expected to go on trips, to visit other places, other nations, not only for the sake of receiving some recreation, but for the sake of receiving lessons from the faiths, from the faith and history and experiences of other nations and other people. In relation to recreation, we have to know that the type of recreation a person receives leaves its impression and impact on the person's psychological development and personality. Because of this, parents are expected to give the right kind of recreation to the children, because those kinds of recreations and happiness and enjoyment play a good role on the mind and psychological development and personality of people, and especially on children, because the children are expected to receive the best type of education in order to be able to build up the best community in the future.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
A good entertainment according to Islam. That's a very important topic. Muslims must be aware of any kind of entertainment around them, since sometimes it could not be separated from haram matter, such as if we like watch a football match and without us realizing we are getting involved in bet, which is forbidden in Islamic law. Therefore, entertainment in Islam should have a limitation. A thing that forbidden in Islam must be abandoned by Muslims. Our time should not be consumed too much by entertainment. There must be a time limit of when we consume it in a day, since Allah the Almighty hates His people if they waste their time. Entertainment must exclude the haram elements in their content. The purpose of entertainment should be far good, and it would be better if it contains praise for Allah the Almighty. Entertainment made to give relaxation and fun for us in our free time, then it should not consume our wealth or sources.
Shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. Ummati, يقولها شفعة أنالها أنالها.
As previous episodes of today's special, we'll look at forms of halal entertainment. For today, we suggest you playing with kids. Children are a joy and coolness of eyes. On this point, we usually hate people who hate kids and treat them badly. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny would play with kids even in the masjid, in the mosque. Sometimes when he was in sajda, he would be very long because his grandchildren were riding on his back. That's the sunnah, not banning the kids from the masjid and growling at them whenever you see them. Playing with children is part of the methods of having fun. Once the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny kissed his grandchildren in public, a man commented that he had 10 kids and never kissed any of them. The Prophet replied, "What can I do if Allah has removed mercy from your heart? Whoever does not show mercy will not be shown mercy." Think about that next time you mistreat a child.
So this is an important point of discussion. Before you even ask what's halal, ask yourself, is this beneficial? Is this the best way for me to prepare for my life, for the hereafter? If I can go to the movies and see a 3-hour movie, okay, you can say, I need that, I'm stressed, it's the end of the week. Fine, you need a distraction and you deserve a good distraction. That's okay. But are there better alternatives? To enjoy yourself in a way that's also productive, in a way that's also educational? See a documentary, for instance. Read something that's interesting, interesting facts, interesting information, something that's useful. There are many people who enjoy reading. This is the question that you should ask yourself. We need to know where to draw the line between that which is halal and that which is haram. We know that in order to be functional, in order for us to manage stress in our lives, definitely need some form of entertainment in our lives. It's perfectly healthy for you to relax, to relieve yourself from stress. You'd be surprised how many hadiths we have from the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, that encourage us to meet the brothers, meet your brothers in society. Sisters, meet other sisters in society. In fact, that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in the book of Kafi, he says at least once a week on Friday, which is the Islamic weekend, at least on Fridays, meet one another. Have a discussion with one another. We human beings, we need that social interaction, especially in our time of technology where people are addicted to their screens and their gadgets. You need that human interaction. That's very healthy. Get together once a week, twice a week, 3 times a week.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. Close my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/yen. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam, and here is another thought-provoking saying for Imam Ali, peace be upon him, from his cousin and father-in-law, from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. O Ali, 3 characters are high moral standards: regard for the one who ruptured relations with you, granting the one who deprived you, and pardoning the one who wronged you.
Comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. One of the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is the faculty or the ability to remember. And maybe in one of our future programs, there's a very beautiful tradition from Imam Sadiq on the blessing of memory. But in this tradition that we will mention today and we will share with you, dear brothers and sisters, today shows that, you know, well, first of all, before we even get into the tradition, there are certain things we need to remember, especially when we are dealing with traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And when they say that something causes something else, that unfortunately we live in a world today where cause and effect is just seen on the physical plane, that everything is seen on a materialistic level, that we are taught from a young age that, you know, there can only be a physical cause. But that is not the case. There are certain causes that are not physical. They come about and they cause something that we do not understand. One of those things are the miracles of the prophets. You know, people say, oh, how can this happen? If you believe in the concept and the principle of cause and effect, there's no cause here. I said, no, this is not the case. There are certain causes that have effects. That doesn't mean that every single cause has to be physical or something for you to see. It might be metaphysical. And we can see this in this tradition, that something that is completely unrelated causes something else. But then again, we do not know what it actually does. So here the Holy Prophet says that three things eliminate forgetfulness and incites or causes a person to better his memory. The first one is, you know, the recitation of the Holy Quran. This is quite, you know, obvious that the Holy Quran has many facets to it, causes many things. But the first one is that the Holy Quran, its recitation, just the mere recitation, causes a person's memory to increase and to improve. The second one is quite odd. As I mentioned, you know, we may not see the link between the two, but it is there. The second is brushing one's teeth. According to this tradition that's reported from the Holy Prophet, that the mere brushing of one's teeth increases memory. And we see this in other traditions where the Holy Prophet emphasized the brushing of one's teeth. It is mentioned that, you know, the Holy Prophet would say that if it was not for difficulty on my nation, on my ummah, I would make it compulsory to brush your teeth. This is it. You pray your namaz, for example. And the last one, again, it completely makes no sense. It's fasting. That fasting improves one's memory. And unfortunately, we see in today's world that when it comes to the holy month of Ramadan, for example, and people have exams, they're like, no, I can't fast because it you know, it destroys my mind. It will stop me from remembering. This tradition shows it's actually the other way around, that your memory will be better if you keep the fast. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us in truly understanding the little bit that we can of the philosophy of religion and the philosophy of why He has put certain things in front of us. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, a program that broadcasts from Voice of Islamic Republic of Iran. And its aim is to bring the recitation of the Holy Quran into our lives. In this program, first, we are going to have some quotes about the Holy Quran by some Western scholars. Then, we are going to listen to some verses by famous reciters. After that, Brother Muhammad, the expert of Tajweed, is going to analyze the recitation. And at the end, we have a segment called Attractiveness of the Holy Quran, presented by Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Stay tuned. The Quran is a book in which its beauty is confessed by even non-Muslim scholars. In this segment, we are going to listen to some quotes from different scholars about the Noble Quran. Philip Khoury Hitti was a Lebanese-American professor and a scholar at Princeton and Harvard University, and authority on Arab and Middle East history, Islam, and Semitic languages. History of the Arabs is one of his most famous books and was first published in 1937. Hitti spent 10 years writing this book. In chapter 9 of this book, which is entitled The Quran, the Book of Allah, he wrote about the Holy Quran the following. This book, a strong living voice, is meant for oral recitation and should be heard in the original to be appreciated. No small measure of its force lies in its rhyme and rhetoric and in the cadence and sweep, which cannot be reproduced in translation without loss. Dear brothers, now it's time to listen to the recitation of verses 4 and 5 of Surah Tahrim, recited by Shahad Muhammad Anbar.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تتوبا إلى الله فقد صغت قلوبكما مسلمات مؤمنات مؤمنات قانتات قانتات
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was the recitation of Surah At-Tahrim, verses 4 to 5, by Sheikh Shahat Muhammad Anwar. We want to analyze these two verses in terms of the rules of Tajweed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تتوبا إلى الله. The first rule that we see is a rule of Nun Sakina. One of the rules of Nun Sakina is إخفاء of Nun Sakina. إخفاء literally means concealment, and in practice it means that the Nun Sakina is not pronounced from its place of articulation. Instead, we approximate the place of articulation of the next letter, and at the same time, we make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. So let's practice this phrase. It will be like this. As you can see, we don't place the tongue in the place of articulation of te. We only make it get really close to the place of articulation of te. And this is the correct way of applying ikhfa. Tatuba ila. Here we have maddul munfasil. Jaizul munfasil, the optional lengthening. We talked about this in the previous programs as well. We said that you can lengthen it to 2, 4, or 5 vowel counts. 2 vowel counts would be just like a normal, ordinary med, which is lengthened 2 vowel counts. In tatuba ilallah, just like Allah, which is lengthened to 2 vowel counts. You don't say Allah, You say Allah. Okay, this is two vowel counts. فقد فقد. The qaf has tafkhim at the second highest level because of the fatha. And the dal has qalqala. فقد فقد. صغت صغت. Sa. The sad has tafkhim and the ghain has tafkhim. Sad has a greater amount of tafkhim because it's also a letter of itbaq, which means that the body of the tongue raises toward the roof of the mouth and takes the shape of the roof of the mouth. Sa. Sa. But for ghain, gha. Gha. We don't have itbaq, so the tafkhim of ghain is lower. وَإِن تَظَاهَرَ إِن تَظَاهَرَ. Again, we have tafkhim just like in tatuba. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. Now, for the next verse, I want to talk about the part where it says مُسْلِمَاتٍ مُؤْمِنَاتٍ قَانِتَاتٍ تَائِبَاتٍ and so on and so forth. Here we have rules of Nun Sakina. The first one is Idgha, Muslimatin Mu'minat. Then we have Ikhfa, Mu'minatin Qanitat. Then we have another Ikhfa. Then we have Idhhar, Ta'ibatin Abidat. We pronounce the Nun Sakina completely. Then we have another Ikhfa, Abidatin Sa'ihat. Sa'ihatin Thayibatin Wa'ab. And finally, we have idgham of Nun Sakina, and Abikara has tafkhim of Ra. Okay, so that's it for today's program. May Allah bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the noble Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. So going back to the court of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi, we reach this point where Amir al-Sha'bi sees that the person who was in chains, as we mentioned in our previous episode, was Sa'id ibn Jubayr, and we mentioned who this person was. So then Yusuf al-Thaqafi looks at Sa'id and says, you have to prove your claim. You claim that Imam Hassan and Hussein alayhim as-salam are the sons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What is the proof for this? And you have to prove it in such a way that, you know, I don't have a reply and I don't have a response. If you prove it in a way that, you know, I can respond, or it's not logical, or, you know, it is weak, I'm going to strike your neck. So first Zaid tells him, okay, give me some time. Okay, so Hajjaj waits a while. Give him some time, doesn't mean he'll give him a day. Give him a couple of minutes in the court itself. Hajjaj, being hasty as he is, after a while replied, okay, again, what is your proof? Sa'id replies to him and says, it is coming. Give me a second. A third time, Hajjaj said, okay, what is your proof? Most presumably very agitated. You know, Hajjaj is not a person who wants to wait. He's the leader. Why are you making me wait? I'm asking you something. So then this individual recites the verses from Surah An'am, verses number 84 to 86. And he recites the first two, 84 and 85, and then asks Hajjaj to recite the last verse, that is verse number 86. The verses read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, and we gave him Ishaq and Yaqub and guided each of them. And Noah we had guided before. And from his offspring, Dawood and Suleiman, Ayyub and Yusuf and Musa and Harun. Thus to reward the virtuous and Zakaria and Yahya and Isa and Elias, each of them among the righteous. So this last verse where it says that the names of Zakaria alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam was the place where Zaid ibn Jubayr asked Hajjaj to recite. And he says to Hajjaj, "Oh Hajjaj, in this verse you see that Isa alayhi salam has been associated and attributed to the family of Ishaq. But how is that so when Isa alayhi salam did not have a father?" And then it is here that the proof is given that look, it is via the mother of Isa alayhi salam that he is being associated and attributed to the family of Ishaq. In the same way as Imam Hassan and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam are attributed and associated and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam via his blessed daughter, Lady Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha. On hearing this proof and this Quranic verse, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi got taken aback. And he had no response to what Sa'id ibn Jubair had to say. And he ordered his immediate release together with 10,000 dinars. Inshallah, in continuing our story of what happened to Sa'id ibn Jubair after this incident in our next episode, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق
First methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو you who believe استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
We are part of a community that we choose to be part of. That's also a choice. We choose which community to be part of. Again, the Quran mentions this in multiple verses. The idea of wilayah, who do you have your wilayah with? Right. That's your choice of which people you are with, which community you are. It's not necessarily a physical contact with a person or a people. People choose which group, which community do you want to be linked with? Who do you want to be part of? You have that choice. And it starts first and foremost internally in our hearts, in our minds. We make the choice of being with believers, with the imam of the believers. Both of those are mentioned. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And the other verses, المؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض. Do you want to be with this community led by the Prophet, led by the Imams? You choose that. Or you want to choose to be in a different community. The community of those who have chosen not to be with the Prophet or the Imams. Led by A'immatul Kufr. Led by the Shaytan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us on the Day of Judgment, Shaytan will be leading all of those who end up going to hellfire. He's the imam of all those who go to hellfire. Whatever other imam there is, they're all under, they're all following Iblis, Shaytan. The main imam leading people to hellfire is Shaytan. He's the first and foremost, he's leading everyone else. A person chooses which one of these groups of people they want to be with. That's a choice that we make. That's an important choice. It starts with the heart. It starts with the mind, where we choose to be. It's not a physical location. There were those who lived amongst disbelievers, but their choice was to live with the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, and they were there. And there were those who lived amongst believers, but their choice was to be with the other imams. It's not about your physical body, where it is. Of course, it starts with the mind and the heart. But then, the choices you make with your tongue, with your words, the choices you make with your body about who to support, in your words or in your actions, who not to support in your words, in your actions, those are also choices that follow. You gotta have the complete set of choices. Now, a people, for a community to move in a certain direction, we choose which community we are part of. After choosing that, for the community that we are part of to move in the right direction, it is also the choice, the collective choice of those people. This is also in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will not change for a people unless they change for themselves. There's a choice there. As a people, not as an individual, not about choosing which group of people, which community you're with. After choosing which community you are with, the progress of that community, or the digression of that community, because if we're talking about a smaller scale, a people, we're talking, let's say, this community right here. We convene, we get together. Right now, hopefully, inshallah, the choice that we have made with our minds, with our hearts, is to be with the imam of our time, and with the believers. Inshallah, this is the choice that we have made. And as long as that is our choice, and we do what is right, we're making progress behind the imam. But God forbid, we as a people can either make decisions that will make this progress towards the imam, towards the goals of the imam, slow, or we can make choices that are going to make that, or expedite that. We're going to take a faster pace towards those goals and getting close to the imam. Or God forbid, as a community here, we may choose, God forbid, to disconnect from that and start moving towards A'immatul Kufr. Start moving towards the Shaytan. That's a collective choice as well. These are choices that we make. The last point that we want to mention, the way for a community to move towards the ideals, move towards having paradise on earth, which is the goal of Islam for people, if we want to be part of this, how can we make this happen? What steps can we take towards this? As individuals living amongst people, living in these communities, we have a community that we've chosen to be part of in terms of our heart and our connection with the people around us. And then there's a country or an environment that we're in, a larger number, a society that we live in. If we want to make changes here. How do we do that? If we want to expedite that move of the masses of God's creation towards a society where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws are implemented by choice, which is going to lead to paradise on earth, what can we do? What's the most important thing we need to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what prophets did, what imams did, the verse that I started with, Inna hadaynahu sabil. It's all about guiding people. We've got to talk to people, provide guidance, show the path, show what's right and what's wrong. Mention it. Don't allow those who disagree with this to give it a bad name and then you hush up about it. They're going to say what they are going to say. They're going to condemn you. They're going to say whatever. You need to continue saying what is right. We need to provide that guidance. And that's a responsibility, brothers and sisters, we all have. Besides us taking that guidance for ourselves and implementing it in our lives, which is an important step we need to take. The other thing we need to do is provide guidance. In a small minority group or community we have here, we need to do that amongst ourselves. To greater society, we need to do that to the best of our ability. Part of that is thinking about what strategies we need to have regarding that. And even if we were part of a Muslim majority country where there would hopefully be an Islamic government established, like for example, the example of the Islamic Republic, in that case as well, what we must do is provide guidance, help people see the path. It's not enough for us to see it. We need to see it, make the right choices, explain that to people, get them to make the right choices as well. We can't make those choices for people. And we can't just sit back and expect them, oh, you didn't see it, you dummy, you idiot, you this, you that, why aren't you seeing it? Beat them up or anything like that. You have to explain, keep explaining and explaining until more and more people see that and they come on board and they join the path and they move in that direction. This is the path of Anbiya and the A'imma and the Ulama that followed the A'imma and the Sulaha, the Mu'mineen, the believers who understood this path and realized that this is what we need to do, which has led to the state we are in. Alhamdulillah, we are in a very positive state. We are in a state where a good number of believers are making the right choices and their numbers are increasing. Collectively, on a global scale, not in some city, some town, or even in one country or two or three countries. Globally, the numbers of those who are seeing what's right and what's wrong, making the right choices, is increasing. This is because of the sacrifices, the efforts of the Prophet, the efforts of the Imams, the efforts of the Shuhada, the Mu'mineen, the Ulama, that throughout this time have continued that. We've got to continue doing that. We've got to try to see the path, make the right choices on an individual level ourselves, and also on a social level, try to make the right choices and provide guidance for others so that hopefully we can be part of that. The commanders of the army of the Imam, this is going to be their tool. The Imam is not a military general, although at battle he is the strongest and most capable. But he is an Imam, he leads, he guides. His name is Al-Mahdi, the one who is guided and guides. His generals are also going to be the same. They're going to be guiding. And if we are able to show the path to a few more people, then we will be some low-level commander. Hopefully we can move up the ranks where some people are guiding millions today.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Azim Alimun قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Roundtable from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. So welcome to this program, Back to Reality. This program is broadcast on Arba'in, the 40th day of martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. In this program, our brothers and sisters speak about the cultural differences and gatherings for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Sister Razia, Sister Zainab, Brother Ibrahim, Brother Dara.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. The point that I wanted to mention that we have in the Iranian culture is that one specific day in the early days of Muharram, I heard that it's the first Friday in the month of Muharram, there is this custom, it's been going on for the last few years, that moms who have little infants from 2-3 months old to 1 or 2 years old, they dress their babies with clothes of a, you know, of an Arab, like a very white, beautiful robe, and with a green headscarf, wanting to show and to make tangible what happened to the little infant of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Ali Asghar, on the day of Ashura. As I remember one ceremony, in one session, one morning session, the lecturer was saying that Ali Asghar had gone through so much thirst and so much difficulty that he was opening and closing his mouth like a fish that has been caught from water and is like passing the last few moments of his life. In other words, whether Imam Hussein had taken his beloved 6 months old infant to ask for water from the enemy or not, the infant would have died anyways because of thirst.